I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, March 28th. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch is concerned about next year's city budget. The mayor predicts the budget that begins in July will be lean, and he does not anticipate any new programs or positions. At this point, Koch says he also does not anticipate any cuts or layoffs, but says that may change depending on state reimbursement. Koch says the city will only be getting an increase of $300,000 in state aid for the schools and a $700,000 increase in unrestricted state aid. By contrast, last year, Koch says the schools received a $10 million increase. Mayor says some positions may have to remain unfilled in the next fiscal year. Koch questions the formula that the state uses for awarding aid to cities and towns, saying it's unfair to Quincy. The Quincy Chamber of Commerce held its annual meeting and business showcase this week at Granite Links in Quincy. Over 50 businesses were represented. This year, the Galvin Companies were inducted into the Chamber's Business Hall of Fame. The sixth annual Bruce Wood Grant of $5,000 went to Kevin Trainer of Bay State Property Management of Quincy. And the second Phyllis Godwin Women in Business Award was presented to Kristen Oberoi of the South Shore Children's Chorus. Ed Cohane received the Chamber's 15th Anniversary Founders Award, as the Chamber is marking its 15th year this year. There are an estimated 500 members of the Quincy Chamber of Commerce. Boston Children's Hospital will hold a blood drive today at Quincy City Hall. The Bloodmobile will be outside City Hall from 9:30 to 4:30 today. Schedule an appointment by calling 617-355-6677 or by going to bostonchildrens.org/halfpints. All donors will receive a coffee mug as a thank you. The Thomas Crane Public Library in Quincy will hold another listening session today as they put together their strategic plan for the next 5 years. Today's listening session will be held at the Adam Shore branch from 3 to 4 p.m. The public is welcome to attend. Manatt Community Health Center of Quincy will be hosting a grocery store tour at the Stop and Shop on Newport Avenue in Quincy today. A registered dietitian will be teaching how to shop smart with a budget and nutrition in mind. The tour will run from 10:30 to 11:30 this morning. It is free. To sign up, call 857-358-7589. Other news today, elected officials are voicing skepticism about a planned deal to sell Steward Healthcare's physician network to for-profit insurer Optum, questioning whether it might do more harm than good as Massachusetts grapples with fallout from Steward's financial upheaval. A day after regulators announced they would review a potential sale of Stewardship Health to Optum Care, House Speaker Ron Mariano of Quincy says the transaction could cause further disruption and requires intense scrutiny. Steward, a for-profit, private equity-backed system that operates several hospitals in Massachusetts, has become one of the biggest boogeyman for policymakers since its financial woes burst into public view in January. Company filed paperwork with the Health Policy Commission on Tuesday, signaling plans to sell its physician network to Optum Care, a subsidiary of the national giant United Health Group. Parties did not disclose any financial details. The sale of Steward's physician network will not proceed until the Health Policy Commission and other regulators complete a review of the proposal. Mariano, who has voiced his disdain for Steward and its decision to shutter the former Quincy Hospital, called on the HPC to consider the vulnerability of Steward's remaining hospitals at a federal antitrust probe it is examines the deal. Wall Street Journal reported last month that the U.S. Department of Justice is conducting an antitrust investigation into United Health Group. A U.S. Senate subcommittee plans to meet in Boston next week to explore the impact of for-profit companies in the healthcare industry, and the delegation has set their sights squarely on Steward. The MBTA says work has resumed at South Station Tower a week after a steel beam plummeted hundreds of feet after becoming dislodged from the upper floors of the building. Construction work was halted immediately on the $1.5 billion skyscraper project after the beam fell from one of the upper levels of the tower still under construction and landed in an exclusion zone on the ninth floor, shattering a pair of windows along the way. The incident interfered with the T's transportation operations and posed a risk to public safety, which is why work was shut down for a week. The federal worksite agency OSHA was investigating. Boston Deputy Fire Chief Brian Tully said no one was injured because the beam landed on a cordoned off part of the building. Surveillance video from across the street shows the construction equipment narrowly missing a moving van and landing near a cab stand. A representative for the construction company doing the work, Suffolk, confirmed an incident at the project and noted the safety of our workers and communities is our number one priority and that they are assisting with the investigation. With the high-profile murder trial against Karen Reed just weeks away, Massachusetts prosecutors are asking the judge to keep protesters away from the courthouse and prohibit certain articles of clothing. Reed is accused of killing John O'Keefe, her Boston police officer boyfriend, in Canton in January of 2022. Her lawyers have argued that she's being framed amid a massive cover-up, which the prosecution has denied. Trial is set to begin April 16th. The Norfolk County DA's office filed a motion this week asking that demonstrations be moved back 500 feet, creating a buffer zone around Norfolk Superior Court in Dedham. The motion also asks for shirts and other objects displaying Free Karen Reed and other messages to be banned in the vicinity of jurors. The judge is now left to decide whether to approve or deny the motion. A protest is scheduled for Monday at 3 p.m. outside the Norfolk County District Attorney's Office in opposition to that motion. A woman died when her car crashed into a utility pole in Carver early yesterday morning. The car was found crashed into a utility pole on Main Street near King Richard's Fair at about 5:30 in the morning. The only person inside, a 56-year-old woman from Carver, was rushed to a hospital and later pronounced dead. Footage from the scene showed a car partially resting with its rear fender on a stone fence and its driver's side under a broken utility pole. A portion of the street was closed for the investigation. One lane of traffic was later reopened. It's not clear what caused the crash. Carver and state police are investigating. A check of business news this morning, and stocks bounced back yesterday. The Dow was up 477 points. The Nasdaq rose 83, and the S&P added 44. Asian stocks are mixed. The dollar rose. The euro is down. Oil at over $81 a barrel. In sports, Bruins lose to Tampa Bay last night. 3-1. They'll be in Washington to take on the Capitals Saturday night at 7. Celtics are in Atlanta tonight at 7:30. Forecast from the National Weather Service today: rain could be heavy at times at a high 51. Rain continues this evening at a low 44. Tomorrow, rain and wind, the high of 50 degrees. Sunshine returns Saturday, high of 52. And Sunday, some morning clouds, then some afternoon sun at a high 53. Out on the water, waves about a foot, a wind out of the north at 5 knots. Next high tide, 2:23 p.m. Sunrise, 6:32, sets at 7:05. Traffic note: for River Bridge, scheduled to open at 4:30 this afternoon. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, March 28th.